My first 10 years, I taught it very traditional, mostly lecture. I did most of the talking. Now we do the lab first, and then we learn about it. So it's a really neat setup. And rather than me teaching, I'm more of a facilitator of learning.
Sort of a more collaborative approach.
Absolutely. Because the more I talk, the less they learn. The more they talk, the more they learn. And so we'll have them leave class and they're like, golly, that went by so fast. And just, you know, come in the next day. What are we doing today? And that's kind of the culture I want to build in my classroom, where kids are excited about learning, not just excited about science. And if you provide that learning environment and students are coming home talking about your class at the dinner table, you've won.
Why did you get into teaching in the first place?
I never thought I would be a teacher in high school. That would never cross my mind. And in 10th grade, I started my first ever basketball team at Pleasant Grove High School, and I decided I wanted to be a basketball player. My senior year, I was offered a scholarship to a junior college to play basketball and softball, and it was difficult playing both sports, even at the junior college level. And I came back home, and I might have been a little homesick, too. I enrolled in UAB, and a friend from my alma mater from Pleasant Grove, he said, hey, I'm coaching a softball team. I know you played. Would you be willing to come in and help? Absolutely. And I just really enjoyed that whole process of teaching softball. And I loved science. And I talked to my mom about it, and I just made the decision. I wanted to be a teacher, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Is there one story or one student that motivates you or makes you proud?
About 5 years ago, I was given the opportunity to help implement a guided study program for students who were at risk of failing. And I had this one young lady, she was a freshman, and she, it was just rough. She came in failing all of her classes. And helping her kind of find her place in high school, get organized, and just be that person in her life that she knew she could come to, I really wanted to help and be an advocate for her. And seeing her transformation over the last 3 years, I mean, she is such a little confident kid. She makes A's and B's now. And that really changed my thinking. And it made me realize how much influence we can have on the lives of students.
You mentioned a couple times at-risk students. You know, a lot of people out there might be hearing, what, Vestavia, at-risk students? How many are there, really? Are there a lot of at-risk students in Vestavia Hills? And do you ever feel like, you know, someone with your talents might have a greater impact in a community that sort of needs you more?
I have thought about that, yes. But my work at Vestavia, I'm so grateful for the opportunity I have because, first of all, in my science class, most of my students, just being honest, most of my students come into my class and they don't like science. And what a great opportunity it is for me to share my love of science and get them in the mindset that science is actually really cool and it's more than just science. It's about just learning as well. You ask about the at-risk students. We have a large number of students who, I think everybody has this perception that Vestavia is this school where we have no problems, where every kid makes A's, and that's not the case. We have a lot of kids who move in from other schools. We have a lot of single-parent homes. We're just like any other school.
Let's get into some of the more right or wrong, the more controversial topics. Do you have any thoughts, general or specific, about the Alabama College and Career Ready standards? In other words, the Common Core-based standards that our state uses now?
Well, I'm not a math teacher, so I have not taught the College and Career Ready standards. What I have seen with my 10th graders, as far as math is concerned, is they hate math. They hate math, and if I don't let them use a calculator, they don't want to do it. I have a really hard time getting them to just estimate and just use some mathematical reasoning. The College and Career Ready math is teaching students to think a little bit differently about math, and I think that's important. So I've interviewed a lot of teachers and asked them what their thoughts are on the College and Career Ready standards, and some of them like them, and some of them just don't want to change what they've been doing for years. And I think they would, you know, some of the teachers would be surprised that they're probably actually doing what they're asked to do, but they don't realize it sometimes.
Teachers don't necessarily even know what's in those standards.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Since the most recent session of the state legislature, charter schools are now allowed in Alabama, and they may be up and running not this coming school year, but the following school year. Do you have any thoughts on charter schools?
I've heard positives about charter schools. I've heard negatives about charter schools. And it's unfair for me to say anything good or bad about a charter school when I've never actually stepped foot in one. And here's my question. Here's what I would say. Is it best for the students in that area? And then, is it best for the students of Alabama? Because it's going to impact the students of Alabama.
You mean by siphoning money out of
right.
the public kitty, so to speak?
Yes.
Do you think there's too much emphasis on standardized testing?
Not in Alabama. I don't think so in Alabama. I love what we do with our standardized testing. I love that we're using the ACT because, again, it goes back to those college and career-ready standards. Yes, we may... I don't want to tell a student that college is the only way, but the fact that every student in the state of Alabama gets to take the ACT once when they may not have been able to do that before, who knows? What if they score a great score on the ACT and they get a scholarship to a college and that opens up a door that they may not have had before?
Do you think education is, you know, everybody talks a good game about we care about the future and the children, but in the state of Alabama, which has some of the lowest property taxes of any state in the country, and it's usually number one in that area, if you want to call it that, do you think that the state government, the citizens, the voters, do you think that the state of Alabama prioritizes education enough when it comes to basic funding?
That's a difficult question because I think in their minds they probably want to, but we will never. I don't know if we will ever have enough money to truly fund education because teachers are underpaid, classroom sizes are huge, and one of the problems I see with the way we're going and what we expect teachers to do in the classroom is more of the facilitator of learning rather than the teacher, the disseminator of information. That's really difficult to do when you have 30 or 40 kids in a class.
Speaking of tricky issues, the rebel mascot of Vestavia Hill Schools, your home system, has come under some fire recently. AL.com's John Archibald, also a weekly commentator here on WBHM, wrote a column criticizing it. Do you have any thoughts on the rebel mascot?
Well, yes. I read that, and I can see how it is offensive to others. Now, within our school, I don't personally see students taking or using that to be offensive. I think it's just a part of our tradition, but as you know, tradition sometimes can hold you back. So I can see that from an outsider looking in, but I don't feel like our students use that in any negative manner. And I would be okay with changing it.
Would you favor it, or you're sort of neutral on that?
I would favor it.